Okay. Goodbye, everybody. Enjoy.
Okay.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hello.
And I'm really happy to be with you tonight. And we're going to have a very good class. And he's got a lot of things to tell us, and we're going to get right at it. So I'm going to shoot all of you. And if anybody has a question, you just have to ask right then. You can't wait till the end. You will hit 6. And then you, as soon as you are finished, you hit *6 again. So I'm going to mute you now. Okay. I want to introduce Dwyn Dubrowski. She's going to be our host for the first 15 minutes. You've all met Donna Dreagan, who is a delight and comes to our rescue many, many times. Dwyn, are you there?
I am here, Donna.
Great.
Thank you.
I will let you start.
Yes. Thank you. Well, good evening, everyone. We are so grateful for your presence with us. Tonight we have a wonderful class with the Moria, with the Master El Moria, who speaks through David Christopher Lewis, the founder and teacher of our Heart Center movement. He tells us that every time we give ourselves to God, no matter how tiny, how small, we are each rewarded. Wow. And he tells us how to be strong and to thrive as we go through the trials of this day and age. At the end of our class, in about 75 minutes, you are invited to stay with us and to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit, or ask any questions and or share any insights and experiences you have had, and give us any prayer requests and or join us in prayer. I will read our mission and vision, and you can say it with me if you would like. Our mission is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities, in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature. Using solar sciences of the spirit, we radiate light and we live and love as one. Now, for our opening prayer, you may give it with me. It's the prayer that you received in your invitation to our class. Together, I am loving the Lord my God with all my heart, and with all my soul, and with all my mind, and with all my strength. And I'm loving my neighbor as myself. With El Moria, we say, O God, show me the way to go. Act through me, manifest through me, live within me, and blaze forth your light through my heart, through my mind, through my will and my soul every moment of this day and night, so that your will, your wisdom, and your love may be fulfilled through me. Thank you, Archangel Michael and El Moria, for protecting this class and for helping us all to be better servants of love. We will now sing together the song that we sent to you. It is the first verse from Master Moria, We Love You. This is song 136 in the songbook, if you have one. And this is our meditation and visualization song for tonight's class. So visualize great blue and violet angels of light surrounding everyone on this phone call, protecting all aspects of our class. Thank you. Back to you, Donna.
Thank you, Dwyn.
Thank you.
first verse of the song, because we have a lot of things to cover with El Moria tonight. So now I'm going to bring up the first heart stream that he gives us, and we will hear him here in just a second as I get started. We're starting a little bit after the introduction because we do want to have plenty of time.
Blessed One, how may we together make a difference in this world? How may we together fulfill our common goals, our universal destiny in bringing forth that will into manifestation now upon earth? It is a conscious choice to be at the nexus of the release of light, both the spiraling of light from above into the earth and the spiraling of light from the earth to heaven above. And that above, as you know, is the vibration of cosmic acceleration that manifests when one is true to the divine, when one is in alignment with the divine presence. To be at that nexus, you must understand the laws of the living Logos, the Word as the living Christ manifest through you. When you see yourself as a divine arbiter of the destiny of God within this plane of being, and man ascending into the divine plane of higher consciousness, then just like Jesus, the living Christ, you become that mediator where you live, move, and have your being for that light to incarnate in time and space where you are. The purpose of your incarnation is to fulfill love in this plane of being, is to give and offer yourself to the divine in order that that light may have a place to incarnate and to fully manifest.
At this point, I want to call on Marlene, and we're going to answer a question here. The question is, and it was in the invitation if you received it, what is the key purpose of your current incarnation, or why did God choose you to be here at this important time in history? And Marlene is going to tell us how she has felt the answer to this question, how she sees it occurring in her life, and how it may, as a result, inspire you to think about it and decide how you knew you were to be here at this time on this planet, even this day. So, Marlene, if you're there, go ahead and take it away.
Well, thank you, Donna. Okay, so, my key purpose for being here in this life is to be an example to others and to be a way shower and to help bring heaven on earth. And when I came to that realization, I said, well, can you explain how you do that? And I told myself, well, the most important thing for me to be successful in that purpose is by feeling, not in the head, but in the heart, in the solar plexus, that I am to feel divine love in all areas of my life. And I realized that this is a process, and I have not discovered a magic word that I can say while I twirl my wand and say abracadabra, poof, I am divine love, or I am Mother Teresa. It is a process. And as I sense this process actually started with me at a very early age, I'm sure it happened in one of my many sessions where I experienced Jesus as my imaginary friend in my preschool years. And I realized that at that time that life was a spiral. And then as I grew older, I gained a deeper understanding that there were points on the spiral where I chose like a holding pattern or a plateau where I may have gone through some heavy drama, and I had to take time to understand the drama I recently experienced, which are the lessons life was teaching me, and I had to make a decision whether to choose to heal or did I want to repeat that painful experience again because I failed to consciously realize my lesson. So I am evolving for my ascension. And what I really wish to convey is that if you wish to validate your purpose, I had to look at my personal life, look at that drama, and see the vices like abandonment, condemnation, domination, and do whatever it took to change those vices into their opposites, the divine virtues, such as community and unity and acceptance. And there was something that was in Eckhart Tolle's book, A New Earth, that he spoke about, that he speaks on acceptance, enjoyment, and enthusiasm. It's on pages 295 to 307 if you have the book, the A New Earth. But that really helped me realize how to continue my path, to be that way shower, to fulfill my purpose for being here on earth, to bring heaven on earth where I am at this time. And I just want to thank you for this opportunity to share, and I give the floor back to Donna.
And I can verify everything Marlene has said regarding herself. She has had a dramatic life. And if you get to know Marlene, by the way, she does have a phone class that I would like you to just tell them very briefly, Marlene, when your phone class is. Just get back on with star 6.
Yes, Donna. Yes, on Thursday nights, starting at 7 p.m. Central Time, the call-in number is 641-715-3670, and the access code is 999-191, pound.
Great.
So we like to pray and read a book that's inspiring. So if anyone wants to join, feel free to join us at that time. Thank you.
What book are you doing?
Well, right now, we are reading out of a book that David Wilcox keeps talking about in his documentaries, which is The Law of the One.
Oh,
and
good.
It's a 5-book series, and we have just recently started it, so we'll be reading this for quite some time, but it is The Law of the One.
Great. Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you.
We will continue here.
when you are a light bearer, a light worker, a light sharer, you understand your purpose as one who is light, who abides in that light, who emanates that light. And daily, you are involved in the processes of self-realizing this God consciousness that is pure light. And through that self-realization, then flowering and allowing that light to flow through you. All these truths you have self-discovered over many lifetimes. And now is the time when the full flowering, the full self-realization simply must occur through you so that greater light may be wielded in this plane to offset the darkness, to prescribe where you are a greater incarnation and manifestation of that radiance, of those divine virtues, of that love light energy. Now you say, "Oh Master, I have been praying for years and decades. I have been giving my all. I have been tithing unto you, Oh Master Moria, at the behest of Melchizedek. What more can I do with who I am, with my time, that which God has allotted to me in this lifetime in order to fulfill God's will?" I say that it is a matter of focus, of attention, and of presence. Focus, attention, presence. When you are truly focused, when you are truly attentive, and when you are truly present in the here and now, then the light of God always prevails through you as that nexus of light. And there is no equivocation of its full radiance, its full blossoming, its full God delivery unto mankind here, there, and everywhere to everyone who requires that boost, that radiance, that joy.
I'm going to call on Cindy Hackenberg, and she's going to answer the question, what can we do to experience successful focus, attention, and presence, our higher presence? And how can these three victories enable us to fulfill God's will? Now, I don't know about you, but I have a very difficult time with focus, staying focused, in fact, and keeping my attention. So, Cindy, if you're there, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, to experience successful focus, attention, and presence, I believe we must be attentive to our every thought, word, feeling, and action. Yet even before this, I believe we must, through true heart and mind desire, love God above all else. And thank God for all the abundance that comes to us in our daily lives. And I believe we must also love our souls. And once this begins to happen, our souls will start to blossom. I believe loving our souls is one of the biggest blooms that can happen on our spiritual path. And it was ancient healing method of Ho'oponopono that I was able to understand just how I had mistreated my soul through wrong thoughts, feelings, words, and action. And I have learned to love my soul very much. And now I desire my soul to be free to live in my God presence. When I'm singing, dancing, or both to the song Ho'oponopono, it brings me much joy and reminds me that I have to take full responsibility for everything that happens into my life, including negative reactions. Also, being joyful helps to make things more lighthearted as we strive to live in our God presence, which definitely requires focus and attention. Now, by living a focused life, a life where we are aware of our thoughts, feelings, actions, and words at all times, we can catch ourselves more quickly and bring ourselves back into alignment. Now, when I see that I'm doing something that my soul would not like to be a part of, I stop myself and I say to my soul, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. By saying these simple yet powerful words, they can bring us back to a higher state of awareness, back to our solar presence and the will of God. Now, the masters have told us that when we say the mantra, Ho'oponopono, we're invoking the violet flame, which, as most of you know, is the flame of joy, forgiveness, transmutation, mercy, and justice. I would also like to add that doing a 20-hour juice fast once a week and not eating meat or sugar has made a huge difference staying focused in the here and now. So thank you, Donna, for the opportunity to share how we are able to heal and love our souls, Ho'oponopono, and become more in our presence and more in the here and now. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. And I can say for Cindy, she has been a daring person, as far as I was concerned, always ready and willing to do the unusual. And, for instance, she got a van and drove all the way out from Montana to Mount Shasta, and she's done some interesting things that take a lot of courage, simply obeying her soul and staying focused and wanting to learn all that she could. So I appreciate knowing Cindy. Okay, we'll go on here.
Now I would speak to you on the law of compensation. Compensation. Some feel is what they deserve as a result of work, effort, giving them. And this is true. Yet God would compensate you even more than you know. Dearest ones, as initiates of the sacred fire, when you give your all, when you surrender your human creation, and then, divine essence of your godhood. The compensation that comes unto you is good karma, yet God would give you even greater graces, Holy Spirit fire, blessings untold, when God knows that the allness of yourself is offered on the altar of the One. We often compensate for you when you make your vows and then you leave off fulfilling them, because this is what we do when we go for dispensations and grants from the great cosmic council and offer on the altar our attainment, our spiritual jewels and cosmic gems from our causal body. And you would be surprised to see how often we must surrender some of those jewels and levels of God light, because our disciples are sometimes wishy-washy and have not fulfilled their vows has said to this messenger or unto us during and after heart's dream, O Master, yes, initiate me. Give me more light. I will do this, this, and this. And then the Maya and the mist of forgetfulness come upon them, and in the fiery path laid out before them, it is as if the opiates of the astral plane overtake them, and they are bemused by all manner of distractions and astral byways. Thus, focus, attention, and presence again become preeminently important, so that you may be compensated directly from the source for that which you involve yourself in, to your attentiveness to your divine presence, to your focus on the light, to the delivery of the good to your being, to fulfill that will of God, Blessed One. Even the best of our disciples require rest, recuperation, especially when they have given their all and sacrificed much to invoke that light sometimes for hours and days, almost without end. And yet even then, Blessed Ones, a part of yourself must remain aware, alert, awake to the divine world, to all of the divine quintessences that are flowing, and the opposition to that great light that comes often in the night when the subconscious is preeminent, when the unconscious is aware, when you are in that state where your consciousness is asleep. How to abide in super consciousness to avert all these issues is the key. And this day, knowing the law of compensation, and that everything that you give, that you offer, that you sacrifice, that you proffer to each and every disciple, each and every man, woman, and child, to the thankfulness and givingness of your heart, does receive a response from heaven, you will then, dearest ones, make that effort. Involve yourself in a greater action of givingness, thankfulness, and use those opportunities presented unto you wisely by God. Compensation. This one understanding, when utilized appropriately, brings you into the sacred space around the altar of God, where there is a full flowering and a divine flowing of light unto you unabated from your presence through your crystal cord into your heart and chakras, into the nexus of your life. You will have all the energy you require to command that light into action anywhere upon this earth, even if required into your own body temple for your healing, for the restoration of balance, wholeness, wellness, perfect health and vitality. We see this one dynamic as one that many of you are experiencing. Why, O Lord, is it that having made my commitment to the Great White Brotherhood and the Ascended Masters, it seems that I am now experiencing more health challenges than ever? Why is this? Well, dearest ones, it is because being that nexus for the delivery of light into this world, the great light that descends is charged with spiritual radiance, and unless your physical temple is at the peak of its perfectionment and vitality, that light descending into your being flushes out the darkness, and there are temporary states where you feel and experience this malaise, where this darkness is moving out of you, out of your aura, out of your physical temple, and it is wrought with discomfort.
We'll stop there for just a minute, and I'm going to share with you a little bit on what happens when you feel like this, and this is happening to people abundantly all over our planet, and nobody is immune from this because we are going through something we call the shift. And the shift, if you'll pardon the expression, but this is what comes to my mind. If anybody, I know a lot of you that are women at least, are familiar with the word mammogram, it's like being pressed down, something being pressed together tightly. And when the shift comes, this abundance of light, it's like we're being pressed down. But those of us who are accepting and following the will of God, instead of being pressed down, we can go upward and fill ourselves with light, just like blowing up a balloon, and move upward. I recently read that 494,169 people visited a hospital this last year for injuries due to self-harm that they had done to themselves on purpose. It suggests that about 12 people harm themselves for every successful death by suicide. So these are the people that wanted to die but didn't quite have the guts to do it. But they were so miserable that they tried at least and ended up in a hospital. In 2015, the highest suicide rate, which was almost 19.6, was among adults between 45 and 64 years of age. Are you in that time? On average, there are 121 suicides per day. That's this year and last year, this year so far. The rate of suicide is highest in middle age, white men in particular. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death. Every year right now, 44,193 Americans die by suicide. That is those cases that are reported. And for every suicide, 25 attempts but fail. And those who survive blame insolvable stress. Are any of you under stress? Well, part of it is this tremendous amount of light that is coming down right now. When I watch the news, which I try not to too much because I need to sleep at night, but when I watch the news, I think, look at the stress our politicians are going, our leaders are going through. Look at the stress Donald Trump is experiencing. And we pray and pray for him and his team. And I think that that's why they are able to do what they've been able to do with all the stress that they're under. And I have to tell you a little story. This past couple of months, I've been under a tremendous amount of stress. And it did interesting things to me. And I said the same thing that Elmoria mentioned just a few seconds ago. I said, Elmoria, I've done all this stuff for you. I'm praying every day. I'm calling on you. I'm obeying, I'm giving, I'm helping people. Why am I having this anxiety attack? Because I was, and I'd never had one before. Well, maybe it's because great big tree branch went through my roof, or maybe it was because my daughter ended up in jail, or maybe it was because some relationships had to change that I was involved in, some tasks committed to, I had to uncommit myself to, and a number of things. But while I was having this anxiety attack, I couldn't do anything except pray and call out to God. And then what I did, because this is what Elmoria tells us to do, you're supposed to meditate, focus, remember? Put your, give him your attention, call in your presence, And the best way for me to do that, and I know we're all different, but I'm sure some of you have the same challenges because I have difficulty focusing. I spent the last many years, 15, 20, 30 years, doing things like when my husband was alive, I would be standing at the kitchen stove, stirring a pot of cereal or something, combing the daughter's hair, and answering my husband who was in the living room. I mean, that's at least three things at once. So I had difficulty, and I still have difficulty focusing because I've gotten in this horrendous habit of being a multitasker. So what I have started doing and helps me immensely, and you may want to try this, is get a notebook and every day, every night, sometime during the day, and especially if you ever feel like you're going to have an anxiety attack or a panic attack or whatever it is, I had actually boasted to myself that I was not going to be one of those people that had an anxiety attack. Maybe that's one reason why I had it. So now I understand what people go through. But anyhow, I took the notebook and I began to write in it. And I said, beloved presence, beloved I am presence, beloved El Moria, beloved masters and Mother Mary and whoever is out there, I'm writing in this notebook and I'm going to ask you to tell me what to write to myself as to what to do. And I would start I was writing a letter and I would say, beloved daughter, addressing myself, and let the words come through. Now, at first I thought, this is just me. But then I would look back on it a day or two later and I think, my gosh, that's not me. That was my presence. When you do that, you're actually doing a form of meditation because you're focusing. It has all your attention. And the presence, your presence has you right there where he wants you or she wants you. So I'm just making that suggestion. Because when you are under stress, you don't absorb your nutrients. You don't absorb your vitamins. You can take all the vitamins in the world and only get worse. When you're under stress, you don't break down your protein or your fat. And you may have to go to the bathroom more often. Or you may be the opposite way. You may be constipated, which is pretty bad too. So we'll talk about nutrition, the nutrition aspect of it in a few minutes, but let's go on here.
Knowing this, you will not blame God or others for your problems. You will simply say, oh Lord, thank you for this opportunity to be at the nexus for this divine compensation to come from heaven through me to the earth to bless others. I release the darkness. It has abided within me, if not in this lifetime, in past lifetimes. I let it go. I allow it to be transmitted through my love, through my affection for you, O my God, my love for every divine being, the ascended masters, and my reverence for every one of my brothers and sisters upon earth. Yes, I am experiencing this temporary darkness or mayic veil. Yet I know, oh my Lord, that it is only an initiation, it is only a test of my willingness to bear it, so that bearing the burden that I have agreed to bear, I may also be one who offsets the darkness in many places upon earth, and I can compensate for that darkness here, there, and everywhere upon earth. To see, dearest ones, you then become one at the fulcrum of the release of light, holding the balance scales of Libra, so that that darkness has no place to incarnate or manifest upon the world. As a living Christ, aware being, are mitigating again and again and again all manner of evil that could erupt upon this world somewhere, someplace, through an unconscious one who has listened to the voices of darkness and then acts on those voices.
Very quickly, how do we mitigate? Do you know what that means? It means to break apart, to to break up and to fulfill the right aspect of something. Mitigating is done by emanating light into the situation. If you were to see yourself as heaven sees you, you would see all of these beings, you would see yourself with all of this light around you. The old form of photography, you could see, I think it was called Kirkillian photography. You could see the light that was involved in your personage as the camera took your picture. And then you had to have it developed. But the negative always showed that light. And so we have light. It's all in us, but we aren't doing anything with it because we don't raise up holy hands and call to God and send out that light, as it says to do in the Bible. So anytime you need to mitigate something, start visualizing the light going to it and dissolving it, breaking it up, crumbling it, and seeing it transmuted, consumed, erased. We have a little decree we say that we use part of it to break up chemtrails that are in the sky because the chemtrails are dropping all these poisons on our planet. And we say something like, erase, erase, erase all toxic chemtrails now. Transmute, transmute, transmute all toxic chemtrails now. Consume, consume, consume all toxic chemtrails now. So when I'm out walking with my dog, I raise my hand and I say those words to those chemtrails, and sometimes I see them just seem to break up right there before my eyes, and it's very exciting. I'm thinking, wow, I'm sending light up there, and it's dissolving those chemtrails. And I'm sending light out into this planet to bring people aware of what's happening. So when you hear that word mitigate, emanate your light. And if you have never done it, just start practicing right now because you have it. It's there in your heart, through your eyes, through your hands, through your solar plexus, and all the joints of your body, they emanate light. Your whole body emanates it. And, of course, the more consistent you are in your spiritual walk, the more light you have to emanate.
Your voice on behalf of your mighty I Am God presence must be strong. And the will of God flashing forth through you must be directed as a cosmic stream into the world with the dynamics of God consciousness in order to compensate for what is happening of the Mayic veil of all that is evil and diabolical within the nation. Through an understanding of this law of compensation, as the living Christed one, you then, as a good shepherd or shepherdess, also are able to guide, direct, and teach others in the way of light, to share with them your experience of how you have attempted to incarnate that light, how you have weathered the storms of the initiatic path. Add your victories. Stay true to this path. Not lie to yourself. And truthful to who you are. And then move onward and forward dynamically, overcoming here and there, again and again and again, until you reach the summit peaks and then are able to drink in the great light of the sun presence of your source. You see, Blessed Ones, tending the flame, keeping the lightning, maintaining your connection with your source is the greatest work of the hour for initiates, light bearers, light workers, light sharers. For when you maintain that equipoise, that harmony, that equanimity, this counts for something great. For you are compensating again and again and again for that which is transpiring in many nations, among many people. Jesus says unto you, please be one through whom we can work, we can emanate. And Saint Germain says, I will work my alchemies through you. when you are a mediator for us by maintaining your peace, your harmony, your balance. Do not get all riled up with this or that emotion that temporarily comes upon you when you feel that you have to defend something of even who you are to others. For this edges on the egoic manifestation of the perversion of the line of Aries David has recently shared about, Blessed One, on our behalf. Maintain that equipoise. Maintain it through thick and thin. Decide to be one through whom God can incarnate as light, as love, moment by moment, hour by hour, through the fire of your inner being in alignment with your true source. This is our teaching for today, for all of you, because we see, Blessed One, that at times you are bowing under the strain of attempting to do this. Your body temples are going through changes with all of the toxic chemicals released under the earth. And unless we offer unto you greater light and that you are able to bear it, some of you may even decide to take your transition earlier than you would like because your physical temple is having trouble dealing with the exigencies of the hour.
Okay, we're going to talk a little bit more about what our physical temple is dealing with regarding these exigencies, as he says, of the hour, that's stresses. One of the things that I mentioned was that your food does not digest. You do not utilize whatever you put into your body when you get under a tremendous amount of stress, so you've got to get out of it as quickly as possible or not get into it at all. One of the things that I've learned is you have to get yourself back to normal after you get out of it. And, of course, after you have meditated, after you've been able to get some peace and write down the feelings and thoughts and the words that the masters are giving you, where you can reread them and strengthen your soul with these words, then you need to start working on getting your health back. Now, one of the things that happened to me was my hair started falling out. And that happens when people are feeling tremendous amounts of stress. So I really had to start, you know, working very hard on getting myself back. And so I will just list a few things that are very, very helpful. Beloved Master Omram said, we must avoid accumulating too many ideas in our head. Sensitivity develops in people who know how to reduce the quantity and increase the quality. So that's something you need to evaluate yourself on. Are you doing too much? Are you doing a poor job of a whole bunch of little things? Are you forgetting stuff a lot because you have so many things? I write myself so many notes that I have to write myself a note to look at my note. So I've stopped doing that. Well, hasn't been quite that bad. But once you start to get back into balance, be very careful to get your body more alkaline. When you're under stress, you become too acidic. When you're too acidic, you become a prime target for high blood pressure, circulation problems, heart problems, cancer, and other things. So here's a few little things I'm going to tell you quickly, and you want to, you can write them down. When you take a bath or a shower, always rinse with cool water. You can take a hot shower as hard as you want, but rinse your body with cool water. And don't take the shower for, you know, hours. Don't stand in there until the water's all gone. Because what happens when you sweat in a hot shower is you lose minerals. When you lose minerals, you become more acidic. The minerals keep your body alkaline. Exercise whenever you can. I jump on a little mini trampoline. I walk around. I go for a good walk with my dog. I do the five rites, which is a kind of a yogic types of exercise that if anybody wants to know about it, just call me or email me or stay at the end of the class. Do a simple cleanse. Do a fast once a week like Cindy does on just juices. You can do vegetable juices if you like. I do that. And if anybody wants to know how to do it, just ask. We'll tell you. Don't mix a lot of food at one meal. Have one category needs to be vegetables cooked and raw. And the other category could be a complex carbohydrate, such as brown rice and kale, for instance, and a salad. If you eat meat, don't have starchy stuff with it, like bread. Bread and meat do not digest well unless you're about 12 years old. If you have trouble with being too acidic, for instance, if your rings have black under them or your jewelry leaves black spots on you, that's very acidic. You can very temporarily do things like taking a quarter to a half teaspoon of baking soda or take Alka-Seltzer at bedtime. Avoid inhaling fumes. When it rains out, there are lots of fumes that are held in little tiny particles of water that are in the air. When the humidity is high, you have to be careful about breathing fumes when you are in a parking lot or behind a bus that's exuding a lot of exhaust. Those are very hard on your body. Don't eat when you're exhausted or when you've been awake for more than 12 hours. If you got up at 6 in the morning, you should be through eating by 6 at night or shortly thereafter. If you just have to eat and it's late, then eat stuff like raw pineapple or cut up an orange into sections or cut up an apple. But eat raw food that's easy to handle because it has enzymes in it. When you eat a regular meal late at night, your food goes through and it putrefies. It rots. It spoils. You don't handle it well. Be careful of listening to certain music like rock, heavy metal, and rap music. They actually increase the acidity in your body. Classical music increases alkalinity, calms you down, and helps you breathe better. And that's another thing. Breathe deeply. You may have to put a little sticky notes all over my house that said breathe. And I would stop and take a big breath, and I would count to four, hold the breath to four, let it out to the count of four, and hold it out to the count of four, and do that two or three times every time I saw one of those notes. Do that often. Avoid white flour, dairy products, sugar, hydrogenated oils, and chemical caffeine. Chemical caffeine is what's in all your soft drinks. It's in all your over-the-counter medications that are for pain, or in many of them, I should say. And be careful about too many processed foods. All of these are very acid-forming. Most wheat and grain products, which you have to be careful of, they have been so hybrided and so filled with pesticides and herbicides and so forth that you're just making yourself more toxic. And the word gluten really comes from the word glue because it glues, it sticks to the walls of your intestines when you eat wheat. And it takes a long time sometimes for it to ever come off. So that's the nutritional part of what Elmoria said.
Through a dispensation of grace this day, Jesus, Saint Germain, and I are committed to strengthening each of you within the framework of the will of God to be able to withstand the greater darkness that is coming, that is dawning at the 11 o'clock hour when the dark ones are pulling out all the stops and attacking our best servants, our divine ones, our holy saints upon earth. And therefore this strengthening comes on this, my birthday, unto each of you, if you would have it. Simply say unto me, O Moria, my brother and master, I accept the initiation of fire, of that blue fire radiance of the will of God now. I incarnate it through my life. I vow to you that I will stay true blue to the new blue path of life. Oh, my master, and I am invested again and again in manifesting that will of God through my being. I aver to you that I will be obedient to the word, and I declare unto you, O Moria, that I am with you through thick and thin, through darkness, wherever it comes, whenever it comes, because I know that there is always the golden lining behind the storm that I will see and experience, having plowed through and fulfilled my destiny victoriously with you, O my master.
Very quickly, that prayer is written in the invitation you received either by email or by snail mail. If you did not get one, or if you do not see that invitation on what you received, contact me and I will send it to you, because this is an invitation that you have to take very seriously if you say it, if you commit yourself to this initiation of fire with El Moria, and so that he can help you fulfill your destiny victoriously, then you've got to be very serious.
See, dearest ones, a fiat such as this, it takes not even 2 full minutes, will allow you to have the descent of light into your bones, into your sinews, into your muscles, and thereby strengthen you to then move forward, ever forward, on the path of light. I recommit myself to you, who recommit yourself to me. And I say, if you continue to tithe and to give, and to tithe and to give, and to pray, and to sing, and to dance, and to come to our events, and attend those Mayer University classes, and incarnate the words that you are learning through the heart streams and the messages consciously, that I will be there to take you through the final initiations of the Transfiguration, the Resurrection, and the Ascension. And Jesus and Saint Germain and Mother Mary will also be there with you, so that you will be victorious and ascend at the close of this life. You must surrender. You must give your all.
I'm going to call on Sharon Wallace. She's going to answer the question. El Moria asks us to do 8 easy things and promises that he, Jesus, Saint Germain, and Mother Mary will then attend our victorious ascension and much more. What are these 8 things, and what else will they do for us? So, Sharon, come on.
I'm here.
Great. Go ahead.
The 8 things were to tithe, give, pray, sing, and dance, come to our events, and attend the Mary University classes, and incarnate the words that you are learning through the heart streams and the messages. And they promise that they will be there for us so that we will be victorious and make our ascension at the close of this life. And I will share what I've been working on to manifest these 8 things in my life for the past 20-some years. I am working on more patience and harmony in this life. And the way I do that is I continually self-assess my actions and my words throughout the day. I also use the Ho'oponopono to send love and forgiveness every day in rosary form, and I alternate it with Beloved Mother Mary and Blessed Kuan Yin. And this action goes to all who would receive it. And my commitments, I've been working on commitments, so I don't overextend myself. When I'm stretched too far, I know it and I feel it as stress. So I will not commit to something if I know that I cannot keep that commitment. I do most of these 8 things. The one thing that I really have to work on is more movement, more dance. I don't have a venue here that we actually dance, but I guess I could just put the Ho'oponopono on, like Cindy said, and just dance to that. I would like to actually share some of the blessings that I've received from tithing and praying and singing all these years since 1988. I have received more peace in my life. I'm a more peaceful person. And in the past, I had numerous health challenges, and I've been healed of these health challenges. I'm still here. I'm still standing, and I'm stronger than ever, and I am grateful. And I also have been able to be a good listener to people without criticism, condemnation, or judgment. I just listen because most people are stressed, and they need an ear, and that's all they need. They don't need a mouth. They don't need any comments. Just listen. So that's what I've been doing, and I am so thankful for the Masters, and I feel blessed. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sharon. And Sharon, would you mention, don't you have a study, a book study that you're doing, or is it a telephone class?
I actually have a book study on Sunday evening, but the class that I'd like to talk about is the Wednesday night healing service. We've been doing that for like 2.5 to 3 years, from 7:30 to 8:30 or 8:45, and we do healing decrees, and then we alternate with healing and violet flame for that time period, and it's been really fun. And this past Wednesday, we had an 8-year-old on there, and she actually did the Astraeus. So, I mean, she did them slowly, but she did them, and we all just enjoyed the energy that was coming from this little girl. So, yeah, that's another victory.
Wow, that's great. That is wonderful.
Thank you for letting me share that.
Yes, I'm so glad you did. I so appreciate Sharon. She's been a wonderful help in the past in calling people, and she's been a very faithful member of our team. So now we will conclude.
You must maintain your peace, your harmony, and your commitment. And then, having striven and given all, God compensates by giving his her allness, his her presence unto you. This understanding of this law of compensation, I pray that you will meditate upon and receive even greater insight. Because truly, dearest ones, it is God's pleasure to give you the kingdom, God's desire that you are self-realized and self-fulfilled, and the allness of light, beauty, harmony, peace, heaven. Therefore, accept it. Accept the law of compensation where you are, as you continue giving and offering more of self. It is a natural manifestation, the law of cause and effect, that your compensation will come when you require it, as you require it, and the specific amounts that you deem essential. It is always God's alchemy, the specific amount of energy, light, beingness, grace, mercy, and even alchemical money comes to you when you show your respect for God and when you have fulfilled all within self through obedience to that will.
Okay, we're now going to go to another short message from El Moria regarding, see if I can end this part here, regarding North Korea, which I think you will all be very interested in hearing. So here we go on that.
In North Korea, upon the very soil of that nation, and I anchor the light of Hercules to the dispensation of this psalm, which does indeed, blessed ones, manifest his presence, his lightning, and the power of Amazonia for planetary change. Judgment manifests here today. What is that judgment? It is cosmic justice. which comes in answer to prayer. When some have turned their face away from and against God, denied the living presence of the Creator, and attempted lifetime after lifetime to destroy and all manner of dark deeds to deface the image divine and the will sublime of the Almighty. The will of God descends through this action of blue fire lightning today. And you will see in coming days, weeks, and months, blessed ones, change. How that will manifest depends upon the free will of many individuals, including your own leaders here in the United States, those of South Korea and China. Yet because of the prayers of the righteous, the fiat of initiates, and as a result of cycles coming to conclusion, change is manifest. We place both a blue sphere of light around Korea, all of Korea, so that the machinations of the dark ones may not manifest in a greater destructivity toward other nations and their peoples. And great cosmic councils, having noted the continuing testing of nuclear weapons by the leader of this nation, have assented to the action of judgment upon this one and those within his party, their leadership, and the military, who are continuing to burden the earth with this radiation and this nihilistic energy. Thus I say, an answer to Hercules' request, that Kim Il-jung is bound to stay by legions of Archangel Michael and Astraea. His soul is remanded to a council of light . The testimony is delivered by the angels of record and the swift and sure pronouncement of cosmic justice is made. You and your higher selves are witnesses this day to this event. And all shall proceed by the order and decree of the Almighty. For the conclusion of a cycle and for the initiation of new cycles of light. Thank you, blessed ones, for your calls, your fiat, your prayers, dynamic decrees. Continue this action for a fortnight to secure the Koreas and the entire Western Pacific and Eastern Asia in the light of Hercules and Amazonia and the blue fire radiance of God to seal the earth and raise the earth in sacred fire. Thank you.
I'm going to call on Lenore Harris, and she's going to answer our fifth question. What was El Morya's declaration regarding the North Korea, regarding North Korea, and what is our responsibility for that country? So, Lenore, if you're there, take it ahead.
Yes, thank you. Well, El Morya said it pretty plainly. A mighty action of judgment and justice was delivered that day, and it was 2 weeks ago yesterday that this came about, and it was very powerful. If you happened to be on the broadcast when that heart stream came, like he said, it was right after the song we sang to Hercules, and David asked us when we were singing the song to meditate on those twin pillars of Hercules being anchored in North Korea, and then El Morya came and gave this phenomenal pronouncement of this judgment, and it was really something. And the part I wanted to focus on really is the fact that he said that other, you know, cosmic councils give assent to this judgment as well because of the continuing lifetime after lifetime actions of this one, of, you know, never bending the knee, defacing God, and all the destruction that the soul has brought about. And that the recording angels were actually giving a pronouncement. It says, he said, the testimony is delivered by the angels of record, and the swift and sure pronouncement of cosmic justice is made. So, you know, and you probably remember he just said this, you know, that we were all in our higher selves witness to this event, and all shall proceed by the order of decree of the Almighty for the conclusion of a cycle and for the initiation of new cycles of light. So we don't know exactly what's going to happen. Things are very tense, as you're probably well aware of what is going on with the increased tensions between the United States and North Korea and China and all that. It's like we don't know what's going to happen, but it's really intense and it's very tense. So El Morya says it's going to be the conclusion of the cycle. There's going to be change. Change is going to manifest. We don't know exactly how. But we know that this has to end that's been going on, and that it is going to be for an initiation of a new cycle of light. So what can we do to help with all of this? He tells us, you know, for this fortnight, which is 2 weeks, so this is just ending, but I suggest that we continue what he said. He says, thank you for your calls, your fiat, your prayers, dynamic decrees. Continue this for to secure the Koreas and the entire Western Pacific and Eastern Asia in the light of Hercules and Amazonia. That's key right there. And the blue fire radiance of God to seal the earth and raise the earth in sacred fire. And before I move on from this one point, he said that during that heart stream, he did say that they were placing a blue sphere of light around Korea so that the machinations of the dark ones may not manifest in a greater destructivity toward other nations. So there is an action of protection that's going on that the media doesn't know about. And, you know, we can take comfort in that. We know that God has his hand in this. We can be, like we've said throughout the rest of this class, we can be that nexus for the release of light that has to come forth, and we can help hold that balance. So this is our responsibility to North Korea and the blessed light bearers of North Korea who have undergone so much, and just this entire planetary body.
So this is a great responsibility and opportunity for us to really stand forth and be those light bearers who we are and be the greatest that we can be so that we can incarnate that light in the earth in this time of, in this great time. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Lenore. Lenore has been a very faithful member of our team, and she is very much involved also in typing up all of these wonderful, wonderful heart streams that we get. She, in fact, she sent me the copy of this heart stream so that I could print it out and have it in front of me. So if any of you would like a copy of it, you can, if you don't have computers, write to me and I will send you a copy. I'll have to make sure that that's the final copy, but we are happy to help keep you informed. Another thing is that there is tremendous power in numbers. If any of you can join us in the morning, Central Time, it's from 8 o'clock until 10:30, and any of that time that you are able to join us in doing calls and prayers and decrees for these issues, please get on your telephone because we've sent out telephone numbers that you can use. And if you have unlimited long distance, that's ideal. If you need your computer in your home and you can get in front of your computer, that's great too. But anytime you can get on the computer in the morning, Mountain Time, it's from 7 until 9:30. And let's see, California time, I guess it's from 6 until 8:30. And Eastern Time, it's, let's see, it would be 9 until 11:30, I guess. So please join us, because when you do, you're doing what El Moria has encouraged you to do, as Sharon shared. You're joining us in prayers and songs and singing with us and making these proclamations that go out as part of our emanating of light, that you can hold up your hands, your holy hands, as the Bible says, and emanate light as you're doing these songs from wherever you are, in your house, in your bathroom. I have it even, I carry my phone to the bathroom while I'm taking a shower, and I turn it way up and I can hear it, and my phone just happens to be a very good phone. I guess it's just a landline phone, but it is wonderful to be able to do my calls and prayers even while I'm in the shower. And so I make the most of whatever I'm doing in the morning. I carry that phone all around with me, and when I have time, I get in front of my computer. So I have both my computer on and my phone on, and my house gets filled with light, and it's a wonderful, wonderful experience. So now I'm going to...
Barbara? Donna?
Yes.
This is Carly in Tagster, in Sioux City.
Yes.
You know, your voices, and El Moria's voice kept cutting out.
Oh, I don't know why.
Every few sentences, it would just blank out.
Hmm.
And it's still doing it.
Well, maybe it might have something to do with your phone. I don't know. If anybody else has had that problem, be sure and let us know.
I haven't had that problem at all today. I don't.
You may need to have your phone checked. Have one of your sons check the batteries on it, Carlene. Because even though the phones,
I don't have a cell phone. I don't have a cell phone. It's a land phone.
Even though it's a land phone, there are also batteries in it. There's a little battery that I had to replace once in my phone, even though it's a landline phone.
Oh, I'll talk to my son about that. He knows all about those things.
Good, good.
I sure missed a lot.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll tell you what. We will try to send you a copy of these art streams.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Okay.
Okay,
good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to ask Barbara if she will seal the class, and then Barbara's going to share some announcements and help lead the prayers that we do at the end of class. So, Barbara, are you there?
Hi, friends. It's Barbara. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. We call the beloved El Moria and to all the sponsors of the Heart Center now and all our individual sponsors to seal this light energy that we have received in our heart chakras, in our crown chakras, and in the heart of our own great causal bodies, to be radiated and released to us as we require it to learn and grow and to do our daily work. We are so grateful for your words of wisdom and for your inspiration and for all and for holding the balance for us when we fall down on the job, so to speak. We are so grateful for you, and we thank you, thank you, thank you. It is done. Amen.
Thank you, Barbara.
I would like to share some upcoming events in the Heart Center community. Right now, David Lewis is in San Mateo, California, and he's at the New Living Expo Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then, and then the next big thing coming up is June 16th is a Meru University event in the garden with Anastasia, number four, the fourth one about permaculture at David and Mona's home in Montana, in Livingston, Montana. And then that's immediately followed by our summer conference, June 17th through 20th. Divine Mercy Comes to Save You and the Earth. Kuan Yin and the Heavenly Mothers, East and West, inaugurate a new golden cycle of mercy. How fabulous is that? All the Heavenly Mothers. That's a big crowd. So that's very exciting. And if you're able to attend in person, great. If not, you can attend over the internet on the computer. So if you go to the Heart Center website and click on events, you can get information about upcoming activities. Also on under that topic of events, there is free monthly HeartShare events is one of the selections. And on that page, you can go and click on a link that will take you to a replay of our classes. And you can listen again to all these wonderful lessons whenever you choose. So that's a great library resource to have if you want to share it with someone else, or you just want to hear one of our sessions over again. You can always access that through the Heart Center website. It's HEARTS Center, HeartsCenter.org. That's the website. And there's all kinds of wonderful stuff on there. You can go on there and just explore around and find all kinds of wonderful things to inspire you and to learn from and listen. There's all of our Heart Center decrees and many of the songs that you can listen to, and lots and lots and lots of huge library of the heart streams that you can listen to, and some of them you can print out the text of and share it with others or have it for your own use. There's just volumes and volumes of great stuff on this website. I can't overemphasize how wonderful it is. And there's also a link on the homepage that you can click on that has Heart Center Radio that is going 24/7, and you can click on that and play it in your home. You can leave it playing at low volume in the background all day, all night, and generate a tremendous force field of light in your home, or if you're lucky enough to be able to play it in your place of business without any consequences, it's just an invaluable resource. Well, upon that note, then, let's move on to our prayer request time. So you can press *6 now. Are you going to unmute people, Donna, or do they need to press *6?
They need to hit *6 or we get too much static.
Okay, fine. Yeah, anyone who has a prayer request, just press star 6 and let us know what's on your mind.
I have a prayer request.
Okay, and your name?
Is Gloria Regan.
What's the last
thank you
name?
Thank you so much for this. This was wonderful.
Did you say your last name is Regan?
Yes.
How do you spell that, Gloria?
R-E-G-A-N.
Uh-huh. And where do you live?
In Santa Barbara.
Oh, wonderful.
With Cheryl. What's Cheryl's last name? We have
Cheryl
a
Bench? Yeah.
Bench.
Yeah.
Every Friday afternoon we have a decree service.
Well, what's your prayer request, Gloria?
For my brother, Bill Swartz, in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
He's S-W-A-R-T-Z. He has, he's just really ill with, it's like, I guess what you call irritable bowel, but he doesn't have a colon, so he's really suffering.
Okay.
And, you know, it's just a whole family dynamic. It's that he will have peace and comfort.
Okay.
And he's very spiritual, but in a biblical kind of way. So I would ask that his heart, his peace in his heart is awareness that God is with him.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. We will pray for Bill.
Thank you so much for your broadcast tonight.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Anyone else with a goodbye? Anyone else with a prayer request?
I have a prayer request.
Okay,
this
is
Vicki Kidd. My prayer request is for Alan Binegar with a B. He, in 2004, he beat prostate cancer, but and he went through 58 radiation treatments, but it has come back, and it has reoccurred with a vengeance, and it's in the bones now. It has moved to the bones, so I'm praying that that he will be completely healed of his cancer.
Okay, and where is Alan located?
Phoenix, Arizona.
In Phoenix. Okay, got it. Thank you, Vicki.
You're welcome.
Okay, anyone else with a prayer request?
Someone needs to hit star 6 again that has some background radio or.
All right.
Okay.
I'll try Daniel R. Peterson. Here's one that maybe you don't hear every day of the week. There's this fellow that calls me up when he's drunk to vent and talk about his personal story. On the other hand, I don't feel good about listening to a drunk call up and talk long periods about his personal problems. So I'm kind of caught in a bind. So I'd like some prayers that he has a nice generic name. Call him John. That he could solve his personal problems, and he doesn't think that just talking while drunk solves much. There is a kind of, I don't feel good about listening to it any length. So that's kind of a signal to myself that it's not the best thing that I should be doing. So there it is, prayers for John.
Okay. Maybe you should give him a time limit. Tell him you've only got 10 minutes, and then you have to go.
Yeah. What he wants is an hour.
Agreement. But you have control of your own time, Daniel, and you can let him know, you know, I just have a few minutes. I'm happy to be your friend, and I will listen to you, but I only have 10 minutes right now, so
yeah, and he says,
tell
you're
me what's
retired.
On your mind, and then I've got to go.
You're retired. You don't have anything to do. Don't tell me that. So it is kind of a bind.
Well, but
about,
you still have control over that if you choose to do so. And, you know, and you can find a loving way to let him know that, you know, 10 minutes is enough. And then do ho'oponopono about it. That helps. That helps a lot of stuff.
May I share a story real quickly?
Sure.
This is Lee. I went through an episode about that. I didn't know who the person was, but every night, like at 2:30 in the morning, and at that time we didn't have phones that you could you could turn off or unplug or anything, they would just ring and ring. And I called the telephone company, and they said, we'll wrap it up in a blanket. Well, that didn't help. And I asked my friend at the police department, and he said, well, it sounded like a drunk just getting out of the bar. And he would call, and he would call from like 2 o'clock till 5 or 6 in the morning. And so I thought, okay, what am I going to do? And I was praying. So anyway, I had call forwarding, and I put him on dialer prayer, and then I listened to it. And what was so unique was that when dialer prayer answered, and you got to remember, this is a drunk at 2 o'clock in the morning, real loud it came, do you know Jesus loves you? You know what? He never called back.
Oh, buddy.
So anyway, I just wanted to share that.
Well, it's worth a try, I suppose. But I guess I think if we all do ho'oponopono for this man and call to Mighty Estrella for the binding of the entities that are working through him, because this is what you're hearing, Daniel. That's why you feel so uncomfortable, because it's not really him. It's his entities talking when he's drunk. So anyway.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you.
Onward and onward. Now, did you have a prayer request, Lee?
Just pray for my husband, Ted, because he has, the chiropractor said that his spine is crooked and that he has three bone spurs on there. And she can't adjust him, but she gives him acupuncture, and it does give him relief. So my prayer is that I just keep thanking God that his spine has straightened up and the bone spurs have dissolved.
Okay, straightened spine. Okay, got it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to put in my prayer request. I would like to pray for our friend Jean Morgan, who has some health issues with her liver, and we pray for the clearing of her liver. She's got a tumor on a liver duct. So, okay, clearing of liver, tumor on duct. Okay, anyone else with a prayer request?
I'd like prayer for my daughter, Corina.
Yeah,
go ahead. I'd like a prayer for her to be free of her alcoholic entities, for her to rise above that and refuse to listen to them.
Entities. Okay. All right. Also, I would like prayers for my husband, Philip Gabbert. Next Tuesday, when is that? That's May 2nd. He goes to Waco, Texas for his, it's a hearing by the VA on his disability status. He's a 20-year Air Force veteran, Vietnam veteran, and he's a disabled Vietnam veteran. Anyway, he's been asking for 2.5 years for a review of his disability status, and he's having the hearing on Tuesday. So we're praying for a favorable outcome of that hearing and that they will increase his disability level, his allowance. Outcome of disability hearing. Okay. All right. Anyone else with a prayer request? Be sure and hit *6. And when you're done, hit *6 again so we don't have background noise. Okay, no more prayer requests. All right.
Barbara, let me R5 another couple of times and see if we can see the background noise.
Okay, fine.
Okay, there we go. You can get back on.
Okay, please. Yeah, that did it. Thank you, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we have 1, 2, 3. We have seven names here on the list so far. And let's see. Cindy, are you still here?
Yes.
Okay, Cindy's here. Dwayne, are you still here?
Yes.
Okay, we got Cindy. Dwayne, Lenore, are you still here? Okay, Lenore is gone, I guess. And of course, Donna Dregan, are you still here? Okay, I guess not. Marlene, are you still here? No. Sharon, are you still here? Okay, Sharon's not here. Okay, well, we got four people. Me, Donna Korth, Cindy, and Dwayne. And we've got
Barbara?
Yes?
I'm sorry. I thought that you could hear me.
Okay, no.
Donna.
All right, so Donna Dregan is still here, too. Great. Well, we've got five people and seven names. So I will take Gloria Regan at the that's number one request. Okay. Donna Quartz, why don't you take Vicki Kidd's request for Alan Biniger? Okay. And let's see. Cindy, would you please take Daniel Peterson and his friend, John, who calls when he's drunk?
Okay.
Okay, and let's see. Dwayne, if you would take Lee Lippert and pray for her husband, Ted?
Yes.
Okay. Let's win. And let's see, Donna Dregan, if you would take Jean Morgan.
Okay.
And also Phillip's request.
Okay.
And then I will take Karina Korth, Donna's daughter. Okay. So let's see, Donna D. All right. Okay, great. I will begin then. In the name I am that I am, I call to beloved Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael and to all the mothers of heaven and the angels of the fifth ray to radiate their emerald green healing energy into Gloria Regan's brother, Bill Schwartz, in Austin, Texas, to surround him with peace and comfort and love, to radiate healing energy into his stomach and his intestines, and to heal his digestive issues, his IBS, and any other problems within his physical being. We call for the buoying of his spirits. We call for the healing of all other people who are dealing with digestive issues in this time where there are so many toxins and dangerous things in our food system. We pray for people to be educated about what they put into their bodies and to seek information that will help them, and to find natural treatments and supplements and ways to address their digestive issues. And we ask this for Bill Schwartz and all others who are dealing with these problems. We thank you, dear angels, for dealing with this. Amen. Okay, Donna Quartz.
And we thank you, beloved healing angels, beloved Servatus and your healing angels, and beloved Hilarion, and beloved Raphael and Mother Mary, and so many angels that help us, for your love and healing to go out to Alan Biniger of Phoenix, Arizona, who has done well for so long. So we thank you for what you're going to do with ending this cancer that he is dealing with at this time, and for giving him peace and joy and happiness and relieving him of any stress so that he will heal beautifully and quickly and have a wonderful rest of his life. In Jesus' name we ask.
I'd like to call prayers for Daniel to find the remedy to his problem with this drunken friend that calls him and wants to talk about all his personal problems, and that the angels, next time there's a phone call, the angels will intercede, and Daniel will know just exactly what to say. And each time this happens, he'll know what to say to keep it to a low roar. And also, I'd like to call on the commander of the healing angels and his twin flame. So I'd like to just a prayer for all that we are praying for tonight. So the name I am. Vistula and Servatus, come forth now and heal with your divine magic these souls that we are praying for tonight with both the healing thought form and the healing heart form. I accept this healing thought form for all souls. I accept the healing heart form also for the perfect balance of Alpha and Omega within the soul, the mind, the heart, and the will. Let that threefold flame come into balance now, O Vistula. As you accept it, see it, know it, and embrace it on behalf of these souls, and through the balancing of that threefold flame, let them know God within, wholeness within, perfection within. Let themselves realize it, sustain it permanently, so that this healing may truly be on all levels, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Yes, we accept this in the name I am that I am. Amen. Thank you.
And I say amen to that for all whom we are calling for. And I call once again to beloved Servatus, thank you. Mother Mary and Jesus and all the healing angels to overshine Ted. And we call for a special alchemy, divine alchemy, to work through his perfect diet to properly use the calcium in his body, and that all gland regulation of this calcium is distributed in perfection as to not create any more spurs. And we call on you, beloved Archangel Michael, because we know you can enter the body temple and dissolve those spurs. I ask for God's holy will, highest will, wisdom, and love, and vision for Ted and the dissolving of these spurs, as God is the doer. And we ask for absolute God peace to flow within his body temple, his mind, and his spirit, that he may be in the alkaline condition and in that perfect condition to no longer attract any of these conditions of bone spurs or any other misalignments. We are so grateful as we see God's highest holy will manifesting for Ted and all of these souls. Amen.
in the name I am that I am, I call to Hilarion, Lady Francesca, Mother Mary, Raphael, Jesus, Magda, and all of the healing angels to overshine Gene Morgan, clearing his liver completely. Amen. And in the name I am that I am, I call to Lanello and the spirit of Saint Germain, El Moya, be with Philip Gabbert, May 2nd, at his hearing on his disability status from the Air Force and his service in Vietnam. Let him win all the way. Thank you. Amen.
I call now to beloved Mighty Astrea and Purity to lock their cosmic circle and sword of blue flame in through and around the soul and being of Karina Korth, to cut her free from alcohol entities, to increase in her the desire to be clean and free of these entities, to help her find alternatives, to fill her life with meaning and purpose so that she does not listen to them, so she does not desire to listen to them. Help her turn her life around and find increased joy and happiness and stability in her life. We thank you for her mother, Donna Korth, who is so tireless in her devotion to this soul. And we pray for the healing of this family and for the blessing of Karina in every possible way. And we know it is done. We see her in full, vibrant victory. Amen, amen, amen. And so it is done. Thank you, prayer warriors. We are grateful for you being with us tonight.
Thank you, Barbara. Our next meeting, our next class will be May 25th, the last Thursday of May, and it's going to be at, Barbara and Philip will handle the situation because they have a better setup there with their computer and with all Philip's knowledge. And David will be speaking next month. I'm just trying to think what he said he would be speaking on, and I think it is, I have it here, El Moria on advanced discipleship. He says the master will explain why it is not enough to simply believe in Jesus and study the scriptures and do good works. Advanced discipleship involves living a Christ-like life, internalizing all that Jesus taught, and moving beyond being a follower to being an initiator of light with the Holy Spirit. Advanced discipleship is for those who truly desire to be used by the Holy Spirit to share her sacred gifts with humanity and to actually help save souls that are lost. So that will be our class, and it will be David Lewis live. And so I encourage you to share. I will send that information to the team, and you can all share it with the people you know.
Great.
Okay, and if anybody else wants information or wants a copy of anything or wants to know how to do anything online, you can call Barbara or me, or if you know any of the team members, feel free to call them, and we will help you.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you for all your input, dear ones.
Bye-bye. Thank you all.
Good night. God bless.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.